it can be hard enough to feel like you belong in high school. Now imagine going to one of the most academically demanding schools in the country and being one of just a few from your own racial group or neighborhood. That's how it is for African American students who attend Stuyvesant High School in Lower Manhattan. The school offered just 10 seats to black 8th graders for the upcoming school year. That's out of a total of 902 offers. But WNYC's Beenish Ahmed says it wasn't always like that. She talks to black alumni who remember what one of the city's most competitive schools was like back in the 1970s and 80s.
Oh, nice one.
Nzinga Prescott knows a thing or two about hard work, discipline, and being one of the only black people in the room. She's a fencer. Prescott has competed in the Olympics twice and is the current national champion.
No slow motion fencing today. No slow motion fencing.
When Prescott enrolled in Stuyvesant High School about a decade ago, she was one of 66 black kids there. That's out of a student body of more than 3,000.
It was like almost like, these are the people you will be friends with.
Prescott is one of only a few elite black fencers, but she says she never felt isolated because she trains with and now teaches fencers of color. She says having a community helped her feel at ease in a way she never did at Stuy.
And I think when you do have that and you feel comfortable and you feel like I can be myself, I can be like my complete, like no reservations, no hesitations, no like doubts. That's exactly what it puts forward, like a confident person, you know? And when you feel isolated, I feel like it diminishes your confidence a bit.
And she says that makes it harder to succeed. The school has admitted even fewer black students since Prescott graduated. Less than 1% of current students at Stuyvesant are black, even though they comprise more than 25% of public school students across New York City. It wasn't always like that. Lisa Bing was a sophomore in 1975, when the number of black students peaked at just over 300.
Compared to today, was, like a million.
Stuyvesant was a different place back then, and not only because it was in a different building.
I was in the fifth class of girls at Stuyvesant. So when I'm 13 and I'm considering high school, I'm thinking, wow, okay, let's see, it just went co-ed, so the ratio of boys to girls is in my favor. God honest truth, that's why I went to Stuyvesant.
Boys, crushes, dances, there's a whole lot more that goes on in high schools than classes and tests. And if there's one great unifier of the high school experience, it might just be the cliques. Back in the 70s, Bing says black students didn't have to stick together in a single group.
Just like any other high school group, you know, they're the nerdy kids, they're the, you know, the more social kids, they're the arts kids. But we kind of moved in and out of all of those circles.
While being crammed for tests and cheered at games, the city around her was changing. The same year that black student numbers peaked at Stuyvesant, the city's economy tanked. The 1975 financial crisis led white residents to flee the city in droves. A few years later, New York City began to see a boom in immigration from East and South Asia.
Stuyvesant was a culture shock.
Richard Bury made his first hour-long commute from East New York to Stuyvesant in 1984. You might recognize his name. Bury was a deputy mayor who led the rollout of universal pre-K. Back when he was in high school, Bury experienced inequality firsthand. He says being black wasn't the only thing that made him different from most other students.
They had different preparation, different resources, different expectations that were given to them. And I just felt that in a very guttural and physical way pretty much every day of my high school career.
He dealt with all of that added tension on top of the demands of a really competitive school. Chris Marsh is a sociologist at the University of Maryland who says there's a name for that.
It's called stereotype threat.
Marsh says black students often overcompensate to push back against stereotypes that they aren't as smart as white or Asian kids.
So what happens is that you then have to carry that stereotype threat with you. You have to carry the burden of having to put additional networks together to help you through the school. So being in those isolated spaces, even though they're one or a few of many, it can be very challenging for the students.
And it was a challenge that stuck with Richard Bury. Even though he went on to Harvard and Yale, he continued to wonder if he was good enough. Bury says he still suffers from imposter syndrome.
I used to feel it every day in City Hall where I'm looking around trying to figure out, why am I here? And why are you all asking me questions?
Remember Lisa Bing, who went to Stuyvesant in the 70s? Now she advises business executives on diversity. She says the decline of Black student enrollment isn't just a loss for Black students.
In high school, you're taking exams together. You're studying together. You're worrying about the test together. You're, you know, not understanding the calculus and the physics and freaking out together. Those are valuable experiences, and that is lost when you're not having intimate experiences with people different from you.
Admission to Stuyvesant and seven other specialized high schools in the city is based on a single test. The city has initiated reforms to make admissions more representative. City education officials changed the test last year and increased funding for free test prep programs in 2016. Jeffernique Richards is a recipient of one of those efforts, the DREAM program. I met her outside of Stuyvesant before an event where she could talk to Black alumni about their experiences. But first, she has to take the test.
But I can't wait for the summer because we're going to use the actual book that prepares me for the test.
Richards is in seventh grade and admits to being a bookworm. She's been preparing for the specialized high school admission test for more than a year. Her mom is a single parent and said she wouldn't have been able to afford even a few months of test prep on her own. But Richards knows that there are parts of the Stuyvesant experience that she can't prepare for.
I understand that sometimes it may be hard due to the low population of Black people.
She knows she'll be representing more than just herself.
Well, I hope to represent a good stereotype for my community. You know, show that we could be, we are smart and we could do a lot of things too.
If she gets in, Richards will go from a middle school where almost 90% of students are Black to a high school where she may well be the only Black kid in most of her classes. Beenish Ahmed, WNYC News.